Open your King James Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 12 for study number 129 today, please. This 15-minute audio Bible study commentary is titled 1 Timothy Study 129-Minister. Our text verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Now let us pray. Father, we thank you today for your divine touch upon our lips. We thank you for enabling us to declare the whole truths of the Word of God. I pray you might anoint our lips today to speak as we wish we had. We stand at the judgment bar one of these days. I pray, God, you give us wisdom and understanding of the Scriptures. Help us to rightly divide and not add anything nor take anything away from what you've given us in your precious Word. I pray, God, you'd speak to hearts and lives of men and women all across our world, God, that you might draw them close to you. Lord, you might speak to them. If they're not saved, I pray, God, today you'd save them for Christ's sake. Lord, I pray you'd direct this message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, this will be study number 129, and it will be the 10th study on verse number 12 of this first chapter of 1 Timothy. We will title this lesson today, Minister. The word minister means a servant or an agent who is appointed to manage business under the authority of another. A minister is an executive officer, so to speak. A minister is a delegate or an ambassador. A minister can be a pastor or a preacher of the gospel also. The word minister is mentioned 98 times in the Bible. It's mentioned 66 times in the Old Testament and 32 times in the New Testament. The first mention of this word is found in Exodus chapter 24, verse 13. And the last mention of this word is found in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11. In this lesson, we want to take the word minister and expound on this word, because you can't have a ministry without a minister to carry out the ministry. Now, there are many different ideas of what a minister and the job of a minister are. Some people think that a minister is a preacher, but you can minister for the Lord without being a preacher. A preacher is a minister because he ministers to the Lord. A soul winner who is not a preacher is a minister to the Lord also. We can see this from the Scriptures. A minister is not always one who is in charge either. A minister has a different definition according to the way it is used, either as a verb or as a noun. Always remember the word minister means to be a servant to some cause or order. I mean, it's a servant to some cause, or a servant to some order, and is a servant to serve. Now, we find that the minister can be many things, and he can do many jobs, and he can be the right-hand man of another ministry or of another minister, as we'll see in Exodus chapter 24 and verse number 13. And Moses rose up and his minister Joshua. And Moses went up into the mount of God. Now here we see that Joshua was a committed servant of God who had wholly followed the Lord with all his heart. He had been faithful in all his days, and it did not go unnoticed. If you remember in a previous lesson, we taught on being faithful, and Joshua was. We find in the Word of God that there were others who were to help in the work of the Lord in Exodus chapter 30 and verse 30. The Bible said, "And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them, that they may minister," see that word minister, "unto me in the priest office." Now God ordained that Aaron, which is the brother of Moses, and his sons were to be anointed and set apart for the Lord to be ministers of the priest's office. They were to be consecrated. The word consecrated means to be made sacred by ceremonies or rites to be separated from a common use to a sacred use, or to be devoted or dedicated to the service and worship of the Lord God. They had to be anointed, which is the type of the Holy Spirit anointing or the touch of God upon them for service. They were no longer to live for themselves, but for God and His service. The same thing is needed in ministers or preachers of today. They need that heavenly anointing from God with the Holy Ghost, and they need to be sold out to God for complete service to Him by a complete surrender to Him. I also want you to notice that those who witness for the Lord Jesus needs that touch of God as they minister as well. Their life is no longer their life, but the life of their master. They're not their own anymore. They belong to God. Ministers are God's servants that minister to the Lord. Ministers are like Joshua, Aaron, and his sons, as we've seen here. They are the Lord's right-hand men, doing only the bidding of the Lord at His ever command. These had completely given over to the work of God, as the Apostle Paul here in our pastoral epistle of 1 Timothy had as well. Later, the Lord expanded the ministers from Aaron and his sons to the complete tribe of Levi, as we see in Numbers chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. God said, "Bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him. And they shall keep his charge, and the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation, to do the service of the tabernacle." Every work of the Lord needs ministers to help with its work. There's much to do, and the labors are very few. We need all we can get to increase the productivity of the work of the Lord. The more labors or ministers we have, the more we will be able to reach the lost souls that fill the land to give their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we find that Samuel became a minister in the office of a priest in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 11. And Elkanah went to Ramah to his house. And the child did minister, see that word, unto the Lord before Eli the priest. Now the office of priest continued on throughout the entire Old Testament. And now Samuel has become the chief priest, now since Aaron and his sons had passed off the scene of time. Now remember, God buries his workmen, but his work goes on. Notice the difference in the word minister. Minister as a noun means a person, and a minister as a verb means a work. Again, I state as I have stated in a previous lesson, a preacher is a minister, but you can be a minister and not be a preacher. A preacher is a man with a calling of God, ministers when he is preaching. When he preaches, he is ministering to the people and for the Lord to deliver the message to the hearers that he has been put in charge to deliver. Likewise, when a man or woman witnesses to the lost or anything else that they do, they're ministering to the people and for the Lord, even though they do not preach or claim to be a preacher and they don't have a calling. Now we find a very interesting portion of Scripture in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 2. The Bible said, "Then David said, none ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites. For them hath the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God and to minister unto him forever." Now the Levites were chosen to be the priests of the Lord. They as priests had many things to perform in the order of the priesthood. In this particular reference, we find that they also had the job of carrying the ark of God. Now the ark of God was to be carried on the shoulders of men. The ark had two rings on each side of it. Two staves or rods were inserted in through these two rings and carried upon the shoulders of men. This is the order that God had planned and set into motion. You see, it's the same type as God has called men to carry the Word of God. Now, God had the Levites to do this job because they were already consecrated and ordained to do so. Likewise, in our modern day, God wants His men that carry the gospel to be consecrated, separated, and devoted to the preaching of the Word of God. In our modern time, it seems that it does not matter how the preacher lives or how separated he is anymore. Anything seems to work. This word minister is further expounded on in Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Here we see Jesus has come to the earth to be a minister. Jesus was a preacher for sure. Actually, he was the preacher of all preachers. He was the greatest of all preachers. As a matter of fact, he was a minister of all ministers as well. As Jesus said, he did not come to be ministered to, but to minister. Now, the order for those who are in position and in charge of things are ordained of God, as we are told in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 4. The Bible said, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Now whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil." Now, in the scriptures I've just read, these in charge here are the leaders of our country. They are people like law enforcement and the judges of the land and those who are taking charge and in charge of people. And even the men of God place an authority here in our lives as well. And we're living in a time when law enforcement is despised. It's hated and criticized. They're considered as enemies, but they're not enemies. They're fought and mistreated, and many times even their lives have been snuffed out. Without law enforcement, our land will become unruly and lawless more than it is now. I respect law enforcement and appreciate them for doing their job, even though there are some that are not genuine and real. I realize that there are some that do not have the best interests of the people in mind and will have to give an account to God for their actions. As a whole, we are much better off than we would be if we did not have them. Lawmakers are ministers to the people as well. Sometimes they make laws that are contrary to the Word of God, and they expect us to abide by them. These will have to give an account to God for their unholy laws when they stand before the judgment bar. Many so-called Christians have voted for these leaders that have become ministers to the people, and they too will have to give an account at the judgment of God for voting for them and putting them into this position if they knew it before they voted. Let me say something here that many preachers would not and do not say. It's important that we pray over the political candidates before we vote for them. Voting is a right of every child of God and amen, every person. We are living in a time when people vote for personalities, friends, or even political parties. I do not understand how a Christian can vote for those who are against the Word of God and believe in the murder of innocent babies along with many other things that they practice and even come out in the open and tell. Many of these political candidates are not quiet on these issues and will declare that they are for what the Bible is against instead of holding to the Word of God as truth. Now we look at what Paul says about his ministry. Romans 15:16 says that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. Paul was an experienced preacher, who stood for the truth and did not deviate from it. He was the preacher of example to all the men of God on how and what they should preach. He had the right attitude and the right manner of preaching and doing as he should do for the glory of God. All men of God should take his example to heart and let Paul be their mentor of the gospel preacher. Now we'll give you one last reference right quickly, found in 1 Peter 4:11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now Peter's given us a challenge from the Word of God to do the best we can when we minister. We're to do it with all the ability that God has given us. Keep in mind that we can't do any more than what God will give us the ability and talents to do. I hope this lesson's been a blessing. God bless you, my friend. Amen and amen.